This is Simon Peterson with Reflections. The story is told of a mountain climber who desperately wanted to conquer the Aconcagua, the highest mountain in the Argentine Andes. He initiated his climb after years of preparation. Because he wanted the glory all to himself, he went up alone. As the day passed and began to get dark, he did not stop to camp for the night, but kept going. Night fell. There was no moon. Clouds covered the stars. Visibility was zero. Everything was black. As the climber neared a ridge at about 100 meters from the top, he slipped and fell into the total darkness below. In those anguishing moments when he was in free fall, memories flashed through his mind, both good and bad. He was certain he would die. But then a jolt almost tore him in half. Like any sensible mountain climber, he had used pitons and a long rope tied around his waist to stick himself to the mountain. The top piton held, and the rope broke his fall. He groped in the darkness for the side of the mountain, but it was out of reach. In the terrifying moments that followed, as he hung suspended, he cried out in desperation, "Help me, God, help me!" Then he heard a voice from heaven. "Cut the rope." "What?" "Cut the rope." More stillness followed as the man held all the tighter and swung slowly back and forth, hoping in vain to make contact with the side of the mountain. Other climbers found him the next day, still hanging from the mountain, frozen to death, 2 feet above a wide ledge. Unseen by him, the ledge would have been a safe spot where he could have dropped, recovered, built a small fire for warmth, and camped for the night. It's a tragic story, and hopefully not true, but it illustrates a point. Do you put your confidence in some rope? Or can you trust God with those things that are beyond your control? Why don't you let go? God has great and marvelous things in store for you. Cut the rope and simply trust Him.
If you would like to receive free daily devotionals, log on to www.activated.org.